Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a shot downfield. Wide open is Livingston. A touchdown catch for the guy who threw a touchdown pass, Parker Livingston.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Tess with the call this past week on Down ESPN. The Texas Longhorns rolling to win over Arkansas. Arch Manning dominant in that game. 6 touchdowns for Arch ahead of a rivalry game this weekend against Texas A&M. Point spread of that game, Aggies 2.5-point road favorites. Total in the game, 51.5. I'm always honest with you, our listeners and viewers. If my life were on the line, and this was a bet I want to do a bit here, Tyler knows what it is, I think. I'm not going to do it, but just so you know, I thought about it. I thought about doing it. If my life were on the line, I'd bet Texas A&M. I'd bet the Aggies. Part of me says, I learned my lesson with Texas a couple weeks ago against Georgia. And I did the bit already. And it's a bit because it's like funny on the air, but like I bet my money on it. And like there was a bit and there was a bet. The bit was good. The bet was not. I lost money. The bit was, why can't Arch be awesome in this game? And then the game started and he wasn't. And Georgia beat them 35-10. I think A&M's way better than Texas. Way better. And it bears out in their performance this season. A&M had the one, it was a little more than a hiccup, obviously, down 30-3 at halftime to South Carolina, but came back and won the game. I think A&M beat Notre Dame this season. Like, A&M's awesome. And A&M should win this game. So then why am I still sitting here thinking, what if Arch goes off? Why can't Arch be awesome? Why can't that happen? And if it does, is Texas going to win? And if Texas does win, are we about to be, I don't want to say subjected because I enjoy chaos, the 3-loss Texas team potentially making the college football playoff? I don't think they will if they win. I don't think Texas is going to make it. I think Texas is out. But you know that conversation is going to be like, Sark's going to be campaigning like Zoran Mamdani, like Donald Trump, if Texas wins this game to try and get in. Guaranteed. I actually think I'm going to be on the sidelines for this game. I want to bet A&M. And as my finger hovers over the button to click it, something in the back of my head is saying, but what if Arch dominates and I won't be able to bear losing money on it? Now, Tyler in our show chat, Tyler likes A&M in the game. Tyler's very sick and I would bring him on the air, but he doesn't feel well. He's right. So he just wrote, just wait, we'll get a better number. It does look like this is going to drop to 2. Who knows where this is going by kickoff? I'll tell you what. If this goes to a pick 'em, I'm taking A&M. I just am. but I'm concerned. What if Arch plays very well on Saturday? I do think, on the heels of the 6-touchdown performance, it is not the most impossible thing in the world to envision. I'm going to save Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Washington, and the rest of the great games on Rivalry Weekend, Iron Bowl included, for tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the show. You better you bet on this Tuesday. I would love now, if it's okay with you, our listeners and viewers, let's all discuss Week 13 in the National Football League together. And let's begin with the Thanksgiving games. And my goal here in the next 35 minutes of real time, which includes some commercial breaks, obviously, is to hit every single game coming up in Week 13. I have confidence in myself to make it happen. So let's start with the three games on Thanksgiving with the Packers and Lions and where we're at with side and total. Now, this does not function like a normal it moved, and this is not like not doing the music here because we don't have injury reports for the Sunday games. And we have some information on the Thursday games. And do me a favor, Tyler and crew, just like if something's happened in any of these games in the last little bit in terms of injury reports, just put them in the chat for me, please. I'm doing the show, obviously, and can't do a million things at once. Game one on Thanksgiving. God, these games are great. The Lions and the Packers in Detroit. Detroit, a juiced 2.5, but the number is 2.5 at MGM. The total is 49. Jaden Reed might be back in this game for Green Bay. We haven't seen him since week 2 against the Washington Commanders. Josh Jacobs, it looks like, will be back for the Green Bay Packers as well. And the Lions are getting healthier. Like, every week we tell you, they're missing a bunch of starters in the secondary. They might all be back for this game. I do like Detroit. Now, last week, I bet against the Packers. I say the Packers are mid. And then J.J. McCarthy's the worst quarterback we've ever seen. And mid beats worst all the time. I do think Detroit is just better than Green Bay. There is something that concerns me, though, about the game. And what concerns me is the Lions' offensive line going up against Micah Parsons and this Packers pass rush. And we saw what happened, obviously, in week 1 when these two teams played at Lambeau. And Micah Parsons was chasing Jared Goff down like this was something out of planet Earth. It was unbelievable. So it does concern me a little bit. I don't think the Packers are all that. And I do think Detroit is better. And if the number is going to be, and I have not placed the bet yet, to be fair, I want to see a little bit more of the injury report. Number less than 3, I do like Detroit to cover on Thursday against Green Bay. Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. Oh, man. I'm being serious. This is as good as it gets for a Thanksgiving game. And just how many, like 49.5 million over or under viewers for Chiefs Cowboys on Thanksgiving. The number is going to be astronomical. The TV rating is going to be absolutely astronomical here. Kansas City, a 3-point road favorite. Total in the game is 52. So remember yesterday, number was 3.5. I said, I think we're going down to 3. We're at 3 right now. Rashee Rice, limited in Monday's practice with a hamstring injury. Maybe we think he'll be good to go in this game. Like, no news to the contrary to make you believe otherwise. Trey Smith is out, which sucks. He's probably the Chiefs' best offensive lineman, one of their interior guards. And Isaiah Pacheco is going to be back in this game for Kansas City, and they need him. They need a hammer in the run game to go along with Kareem Hunt. So Pacheco coming back, I do think, matters. George Pickens looks like he's going to play. Had a couple different injuries he picked up in the win over the Eagles, but it does look like George Pickens is going to be good to go in this game for Dallas. And just worth noting ahead of tomorrow, when I will give you prop king for all three games on Thanksgiving, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, did address CeeDee Lamb's drops on Sunday against the Eagles. And sometimes you'll see a coach say, yeah, like, we need the player to be better. He said he's got that look in his eye, referring to CeeDee, and said 88's going to get the ball a lot on Thursday. I think Brian Schottenheimer is an awesome coach. I really enjoy him as the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. So Kansas City 3, total is 52. And you know where I'm going with this. I praised the Cowboys up and down and left and right, BABA start yesterday on the show. 5-5-1. Just imagine if they had never traded Micah Parsons where they'd be right now. If they didn't have to rebuild the defense midseason, if it had been good from the start, imagine where they could be. That's a story for another time. I understand the move towards the Cowboys here. And to be fair, This was a similar betting market on Sunday with the Eagles. Point spread went down to 3, and I bet Philly, and I lost, and they were up 21-0 and somehow lost. But they lost. And now we're seeing a point spread open more than 3, and Dallas get bet down to a 3-point home dog. I think the Chiefs are John Wick. I think they went away for a little bit, hung out with the dog, and hanging out with the dog in this instance means losing to the Jaguars, losing to the Broncos, losing games in inexplicable fashion, un-Chiefs-like fashion. But now the Chiefs, like John Wick, I guess you can say they're back. And they're about to go nuclear. And they're about to go scorched earth. And they're about to remind the league why they're the best team. And why I've been saying all offseason long that they're the best team. There is no Super Bowl hangover with Kansas City. And how do I know that? Because when they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa and Tom Brady, they went to the AFC Championship game the next year and were up big on Burrow and the Bengals at halftime before yakking it away. There is no Super Bowl hangover. I love the Chiefs in this game. Chiefs minus 3, Chiefs and money line parlays. Oh, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
John Wick in these movies, those movies are awesome. I've only seen the first two. I feel like the TV show, what's it called, The Continental, set in like the hotel. I think that show is probably pretty good. I just, you know, I have a kid and I work a lot and I watch a lot of sports. Just saying I enjoy the John Wick universe. I really like it. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. Thanksgiving night. Ravens and Bengals in Baltimore. We did get a piece of news earlier today about the Ravens. Kyle Hamilton back at practice. Lamar Jackson looks like he's going to be good to go. Did have missed practice on Monday with a toe injury. Joe Burrow is going to play for Cincy. Jamar Chase is back. Put out a statement today apologizing to the entire Steelers organization for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. But did not have the words Jalen or Ramsey in the apology letter. My guess is that Jamar Chase would like to kill Jalen Ramsey. Like IRL, as the kids would say. Like in real life. Imagine like he spits on Ramsey and in lieu of apologizing directly to Ramsey, apologizes to like Calvin Austin. Like to Darnell Washington. What? But Chase will be playing and he's obviously awesome. No T. Higgins, concussion, no Trey Hendrickson for the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. Now, I told you this yesterday. I do think the Bengals will cover the spread. And the rationale has nothing to do with Cincinnati and how bad the Bengals' defense is or Burrow knocking off the rust. We haven't seen him since week 2. It has everything to do with the Ravens and specifically quarterback Lamar Jackson. The Ravens can say whatever they want. John Harbaugh can say whatever he wants. Derrick Henry can say whatever he wants. Zay Flowers can say whatever he wants. They can all say Lamar Jackson's healthy. And this is where it becomes like George Orwell's 1984. Like, reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. Like, we all watch the games. Lamar is not healthy. Did you watch the game against the Jets on Sunday? You know, the one where Tyrod Taylor with no wide receivers and the Jets offense had more yards per play than Baltimore. And I'm not saying Lamar's bad. I think Lamar's going to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. He's awesome. So then, if he's awesome, why is he playing like bleep? Because he's hurt. It's the logical explanation. And maybe he's just going to be better on Thursday, and maybe he's over the injuries. And if that's the case, like, the Ravens are probably going to nuke them, given how bad the Bengals defense is. I'll pay to see it. Not a big bet, but I have Cincinnati plus 7 coming up on Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens. Black Friday. I love the Black Friday game. I think it's awesome. I'll be putting up the Christmas tree in the house on Friday while Eagles-Bears on TV. My wife's going to be pissed because I'm going to be watching the game while she's hanging up the ornaments. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Bill writes in the chat, is it a real tree or a fake tree? Unfortunately, we have a fake tree where we're living right now. I had this conversation with my wife over the weekend. I grew up, and I grew up in like a small apartment in Northern Boulevard in Queens, and we had a real tree in that apartment. My parents were apparently not afraid of burning the entire apartment building down. I prefer the real tree, which is not hating on the fake tree. I'm not hating on it. I do prefer a real tree. Like, that Christmas tree smell, that piney smell is fantastic. I love it. And if you can't tell, our listeners and viewers, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, and it's not just my favorite holiday. It's like my favorite time of year. And I actually think, like, today is like Christmas. I mean that. Like, Thanksgiving to me, and I'm not trying to poo-poo Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to me, like, if Christmas were a menu, right? And Christmas were the main course. And then, like, New Year's is like dessert, right? Thanksgiving to me is like the appetizer. Like, Thanksgiving to me is not an event unto itself as much as it is like the initial start of the Christmas season, the larger Christmas season. Thanksgiving to me is a part of Christmas as opposed to being separate from Christmas. I love Christmas. And now that I have a young daughter, like, I love it even more. Even though she's 1.5, she's too young to really understand. But she loves Santa. She says ho, ho, ho all the time. Like, it's just the best. And it's cozy, and I'm old, and I know that. And that's okay. I'm settling into my 40s. I really like it. And I love Christmas music, and I listen to it all the time. And this has nothing to do with Black Friday. I just like to tell you, our listeners and viewers, about the things I care about. Because I have a microphone. And I'm a passionate person, for better or worse. I'm listening on the car earlier today, driving to the office, to Silent Night, Frank Sinatra's version. And I'm like, I don't want to say I'm tearing up, but when Frankie Blue Eyes hits you, old Blue Eyes hits you with the "Sleep in Heavenly Peace," how can you not get emotional? Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. What does this have to do with Bears-Eagles? Nothing. So I'll tell you more about Bears-Eagles and the rest of the slate in Week 13 next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.